Hey, Wiki listeners, it's Rachel.
And Victor, did you know I host the fantastic NYC Talent Show
every Monday night at the Parkside Lounge in New York City?
It's an off-off-Broadway showcase where you can see New York's underground performance art up close.
We've got weekly special guests like Colin Quinn, Janine Garofalo, Tone Bell, and lots more.
Use the code WIKILISTEN for a special discount on tickets when you go to nyctalentshow.com.
That's nyctalentshow.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is the Wikipedia page for Casting Couch. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Victor Varnado, KSN.
And I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW, reminding you to subscribe and that this episode is probably not safe for work or for kids.
Well, that is probably true because we know that Wikipedia don't hold back in their pages sometimes. So, yeah, I didn't even think about that. But here we go. Casting Couch. The casting couch is a euphemism for the practice of soliciting sexual favors from a job applicant in exchange for employment in the entertainment industry, primarily acting roles. The practice is illegal in the United States. Predominantly, male casting directors and film producers use the casting couch to extract sex from aspiring actors in Hollywood, Bollywood, Broadway, and other segments of the industry. The term casting couch originally referred to physical couches in the casting office, but is now a metonym for the phenomenon as a whole. Depictions of casting couch sexual encounters have also become a genre of pornography.
I have only known it as a genre of pornography.
What? The term casting couch?
Yeah.
You've never heard the term used like as it was just described earlier?
No.
Huh. That is interesting. But we're from different eras, of course.
That is true. I am of the pornography era.
There was pornography in my era as well.
Yeah, but I mean like internet pornography. Because I kind of wasn't even thinking about like magazines.
You know, there's also DVDs. Not just magazines.
I mean, I am also of the DVD era, I suppose. But legality. The casting couch is illegal under United States and California law. In the United States, the majority of lawsuits related to the practice are settled, resulting in a lack of case law.
Yeah, I bet they're settled. This guy's like, what?
Oh, yeah. I'll pay.
Yep.
Of course they're settled. It's so funny. Etymology. In The Atlantic, linguist Ben Zimmer described the casting couch as a metonym for the skewed sexual politics of show business, which has been normalized into a cliche due to the prevalence of sexually aggressive men with positions of authority in Hollywood, cinema, and Broadway theater.
Economics. According to economists Thomas Wurcherding and Darren Filson, the high risk and returns in Hollywood cinema encourage the casting couch phenomenon. The possibility of high returns incentivizes unestablished actors to accept minimal wages in exchange for roles. With the exception of a few extremely talented actors, producers are unable to evaluate the aptitude of the vast majority of qualified actors due to uncertainty. As a result, some actors give sexual favors to producers to obtain a perceived advantage in the casting. The casting couch functions as a counterpayment that effectively reduces their wages. That's interesting. This creates a conflict of interest in which corrupt producers substitute aptitude, an unquantifiable variable, with sexual activity in their decision-making.
Actors who submit to the casting couch are not guaranteed roles, as there is an abundance of actors who participate in the practice. An actor's decision of whether to provide sex is comparable to the prisoner's dilemma and results in a tragedy of the common in which sex is needed to obtain film roles from producers who demand it, but fails to provide an advantage relative to other actors who offer sexual favors. The practice is illegal in the United States and likely involves some degree of sexual exploitation or sexual harassment. Actors who do not participate in the casting couch are subject to externalities, including reduced employability.
Burcharding and Filson argue that the casting couch became less prominent after the Hollywood studio system, which enforced long-term employment contracts for actors, was eliminated on antitrust grounds in United States versus Paramount Pictures Incorporated, 1948. Long-term contracts gave producers stronger bargaining power, which was used by corrupt producers to extract sex from actors more effectively. Wiki listeners, you can support us by listening to this message while you gain consent in an ethical way.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Thank you for listening to that message, everybody. Now, the way Rachel knows of casting couches is also the next section of this page. Pornography. The casting couch, circa 1924, a classic title in the stag film genre, was an early depiction of the casting couch as a pornographic trope that later became mundane as it grew in popularity. In the 16-minute film, a casting director tells a young actress to wear a swimsuit during an audition, spies on her in a voyeuristic manner while she undresses in a different room, and enters the room to solicit sex from her. The actress initially rebuffs his advances with disgust, but returns to the director after taking advice from a book titled How to Become a Movie Star. She performs fellatio and vaginal intercourse in exchange for a role in his film. The latter takes place on a couch. The casting couch concludes with an intertitle that states, "The only way to become a star is to get under a good director and work your way up." Zimmer credited the film with popularizing the term casting couch.
I am in shock.
You're in shock that a porn film depicts sexual abuse?
No. No, that's not what I'm in shock about. I guess I'm in shock about the plot line where she reads a book titled How to Become a Movie Star. And then I'm also in shock about the intertitle that states the only way to become a star is to get under a good director and work your way up.
Well, I mean, listen, that is the typical level of porno humor, so I'm not surprised by that.
I'm not surprised by the humor. I just...
Yeah, it's like typical level of porno humor.
Yeah, I just... I don't know. Just picturing the whole thing kind of left me speechless.
By the way, if you hover over Get Under, it is actually a link to the missionary position.
Oh, wow.
With a very crazy illustration.
That is... educational.
There we go.
The drawing of the booty. The trend of casting couch scenarios used on pornography websites began with Backroom Casting Couch in 2007. Really? Huh. 2007.
The website Girls Do Porn, which operated between 2009 and 2020, was described as a casting couch site. The depicted women were manipulated, coerced, lied to, given marijuana or other drugs, or physically forced to have sex, according to the accounts of victims and material from a lawsuit against the company. Six people involved in the website were charged with sex trafficking by force, fraud, and coercion in November 2019.
Wow, what a horrible ending.
That they were charged?
Well, no, just that all of that had to happen that way.
Oh, yes. I get it. Yes, it is horrible that it happened, but I'm like, it's a horrible ending that they got caught and charged.
No,
and
that's,
I'm like, what?
No, that's not the
What's
horrible
her problem?
Part. No. Nope.
Yeah. Okay, so casting couch. Let's rate this one. I'm going to give it a solid 3. I think it was interesting, shocking, but also, like, it didn't go to 10. It didn't take me all the way there. There wasn't a lot of weirdo details from history that I like in pages like these, where it's like something that you've heard of, but you never read the Wikipedia page for. And then when you get into it, they're always like, it started because Marie Antoinette one day was doing this. And that's the kind of details I like. And it didn't have one of those. But I mean, maybe it did. You know, the casting couch film that I talked about was interesting because that was actually part of our discussion. But I'm still going to say 3.
I'm going to give it 3.75.
Okay.
It's not quite good enough to be 4 stars. I feel like 4 has to be pretty special, but this was entertaining, interesting, if a bit depressing because of all the coercion.
Wait, can you do 3.5 or 4 or 3 or something? Just because you're making the math really hard for saying what WikiListen thinks if you start quartering your stars.
No, rejected. 3.75.
Okay, what's the math then? You do the math.
Okay. So you gave it 3, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So 3 plus 3.75 is 6.75. Now, 6.75 divided by 2 is 3.375.
All right.
And that's the WikiListen average score.
This has been the Wikipedia page for Casting Couch.
Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for X, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. Check us out on YouTube for more content. And don't forget to smash that subscribe button like you're going to consensually smash on the couch.
If there's a particular page you'd like us to read, let us know. We'll read it.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.